Alice's mother remembered Valerie's name from when the girls had been at infant school together. Alice didn't seem to have many friends these days. It would be good for her to spend some time with a girl her own age. Mrs. Pitkin was, however, shocked when a car horn began to sound impatiently outside her semi-detached home. "It's Valerie's sisters," Alice explained, appearing at the foot of the stairs in a panic. "I'd better go. Love you, Mum." Kissing her mother's cheek, Alice ran down the front path. The car door slammed, and tires screeched. Mrs. Pitkin was left speechless on the doorstep. Neighbors, peering through the net curtains, tutted disapprovingly. They parked at the roadside, amid drifts of dead leaves and tangled ivy. Through a gap in the old iron fence, the three sisters led Alice along a secret pathway, hidden between graves. The Industrial Revolution had gifted Liverpool and Manchester with more corpses than either could cope with. Greenwood was nowhere, exactly halfway between two coal-blackened cities, and the perfect place to offload their dead. For 7 decades, specially laid-on trains ferried bodies and mourners to 2 chapel stations at the heart of Greenwood Cemetery. The last coffin train had left more than 40 years ago now, and the ancient woodland had reclaimed plenty of ground.